We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How you doing on a Friday, Solana? We're feeling it, right? Why are we feeling it? We're feeling it.
Because the Canes are the favorites. The Dolphins are the favorites. Yeah, man, everybody's rolling. True Prep Academy Saints. They're the dogs. We're the dogs. But anyway, we about to have some wins this weekend.
I hope so. It would be a disappointing weekend if Canes lose to Pitt and Dolphins lose to the Jets. That'd be a bad weekend, Jack.
I know you're on my side, Hawk, but I know we're gamblers. I don't want to ask you who you would bet on. I know you
for
want
your game.
I know you want me to win. Don't answer. I don't want you to answer.
So let
I know
me
you
think
want
this through
me to
here.
Win.
So give me what the line would be tonight. Your True Academy Saints.
Yes.
True Prep Academy Saints against Jason Taylor's, Antoine Russell's, St. Thomas Aquinas. We don't even know the name of the team.
Man, I got to look it up. I should know. You know what? I'll tell you this, though. And I'll lay it out, Hawk. I'll let you give the line. They are the defending 7A state champions. They were ranked last year number one in the nation for big schools. This is our first season. This is a startup program. We do have some athletes that came from different schools. But this is a startup program.
But it's like a startup program like the Vegas Golden Knights were a startup team that first year they went to the Stanley Cup Finals because
you
guys picked some players from established programs.
Yes. So it's you know what?
So it's not a startup.
It's the Vegas
Golden
Knights.
It's an all-star team.
It's not an all. Were the Vegas Golden Knights an all-star team or did they have their little, you know, expansion draft? We had an expansion draft. So my team had an expansion draft, and they're the defending national champions.
I'm going to make – and it's at their home field, right? It's at St. Thomas?
Home field. Yes.
I'm going to install St. Thomas as a 7.5-point favorite.
Whew. You know what? I would think you're pretty close, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm going to install them as a 7.5-point favorite, and I am – predicting.
We're going to cover.
Man, I'm so torn. So who are the former NFL players on your coaching staff?
It is, I'm the DC. Me and Arturo Freeman are co-DCs.
Right, Arturo Freeman.
Chris Chambers is the OC. Ed Perry is the special teams coach. And then Danelle Ellerby is our front seven linebacker coach who played for the Dolphins for a while, a lot of years with the Saints. Yeah.
Yep.
So
and then and St. Thomas has Twan Russell, Jason Taylor, and there's one other. Remember, Twan was telling us yesterday. I can't remember who it was.
I forget his name. But the funny thing, Roger Harriott, who's their head coach, has won I think 6 or 7 state championships with 3 or 4 different teams. Like he is a legend in South Florida coaching. Named Roger Harriott.
My heart is telling me the what the hell's the name of your team again?
Never mind. I know you ain't voting for us.
I am. My heart is telling me True Academy Prep.
True Prep Academy Saints.
True Prep Academy. It's a 7:00 game tonight at St. Thomas. No fans allowed.
Yes, no fans allowed.
I'm rooting for you, man. I'm rooting
Thank you
for
so
you.
Much. Thank you. We're gonna
lay the hammer
hell
down. Lay the hammer down.
I just blitz. We're just going to blitz and see what happens. Right. Yeah, just send the house.
Well, text us either way, so I know. Is Larry Bluestein going to the game? That seems like a game with Blue.
Larry will. I don't know. Even if they don't have fans. I don't know how Larry sneaks in. He's not that nimble. But Larry's everywhere.
Yeah, how does he vault over the fence?
I don't know, but Larry is at every big game we've played in. I'll tell you the truth. If we win, I'm going to text y'all the second I get in my truck. If y'all don't hear from me tonight, don't text or call.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm a sore loser now. I'm a sore loser.
All right, fair enough. All right, let's get headlines here because we do have a loaded potato this hour with Lee Sterling and Jamie Eisenberg. What happened to Pitbull, Solana? Are you there today? What's going on, Solana?
No, I was going to let you guys finish, and then I just forgot.
No, this Brad got him drugged up.
Yeah. You weren't going to. Why would you let us finish? You've never let us finish. Doesn't matter if we're talking about positive COVID tests, deaths. You're going to let us finish? We're talking about high school football? Should just say you forgot.
No, I was going to let you finish. I just forgot.
Why? Why?
This is an important conversation, I feel like.
Yeah, was it? Was it important? All right, let's get headlines from the lying Alejandro Solana.
I apologize to PB, by the way.
Yeah, too late.
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. Le'Veon Bell, he signed a one-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday, about like an hour after we were off the air.
Yeah, all right. Well, it was fun while it lasted. We thought it was a certainty, but whatever.
Go get a ring, but it's a one-year deal. He might circle back. We know he likes
Miami. Circle back. There we go. Circle back.
Tomorrow at noon, it's the 13th-ranked Miami Hurricanes. They host Pitt from Hard Rock Stadium.
Yep. You can hear that game on 560 WQAM The Joe. And Miami Hurricanes football on the radio is sponsored by Milam's Market, your football tailgating headquarters at the stadium and for your home parties, Milam's Market. You get the pregame show tomorrow, 8 a.m., Josh Darrow and Rashad Butler, and then the game kicks off at noon. Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. on the call.
Some other big NCAA games tomorrow. In the ACC, you've got North Carolina and Florida State, 7:30 p.m. That's on ABC.
Is that a big game?
Bro, I was listening to, who is it? Who's the boy that broke his neck from Georgia? Man, I forget his name. The defensive end, played for the Bengals. Anyway, I was listening to some college football guys. They were saying North Carolina might be the only team in the ACC that could play with Clemson.
Clemson?
Yeah, they were saying North Carolina's legit. I haven't watched any UNC this year. I got to catch that one.
They're ranked fifth.
But I don't know how FSU's going to hang with them.
Oh, and it's going to be ass-kicking. But I want to see what UNC got. And we know FSU ain't got nothing.
The game I really wanted to see this weekend was Florida-LSU. Yeah, I'll watch Alabama-Georgia, too, though. Alabama-Georgia's a good game, but especially with no Nick Saban on the sidelines.
Did you hear Nick Saban might – our friend Desmond Howard, Dez, as y'all make fun of me for calling him – Desmond Howard just tweeted he believes Nick Saban will be on the sideline tomorrow.
Oh, really? All right. Okay.
How is Nick going to pull this one off?
Oh, I mean, Trump was everywhere after he had it. I mean of course he's going to be on the sidelines.
Come on, Nick. Don't do it.
Hazmat suit.
Florida State is only getting 13.5 points from North Carolina. That would be great if Nick Saban coached in the outbreak suit Dustin Hoffman was wearing.
Yeah.
How great would that be?
He's chasing around running backs. Like they're chasing around that little patient zero monkey.
That's great. Yeah, Alabama's a 5-point favorite over Georgia. North Carolina, 13.5-point favorite over Florida State. And Miami, 13.5 right now over Pitt.
Also tomorrow, Inter-Miami, they play the Montreal Impact, 7 p.m.
All right.
Sunday, Dolphins-Jets, 4:05 p.m. Dolphins, a 9.5-point favorite.
Just laughing at your pronunciation, man. Who goes and gets stitches in their mouth not expecting it? Like, it's not like he had an injury that required emergency stitches. You go to see the dentist, you walk out of there with your gums all cut up.
It's going to carry on.
Yeah, I wish you would.
You need a consultant. You need a life consultant, Solana.
a life coach. I got Dan Day.
But you couldn't have said to the dentist today, hey, today's not the best day to do this.
Right, but when's the best day? I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
When you know it's coming and he tells you you need surgery. You don't do surgery on a whim. Nobody has surgery on a whim.
It was a minor procedure. It so happens that I use the part that I had the minor procedure on for my livelihood. It's just a weird coincidence there.
I gotcha.
Listen, Brad brainwashed you, man. Brad is one of them dudes off of these shows, the guys that made people drink the Kool-Aid. Brad is a Kool-Aid guy.
Like, you don't realize it, but you're under Brad's spell.
No.
You are.
No.
When's the last time you went into a doctor and had surgery same day without knowing?
No, I mean, you make a good point, but I'm telling you, I trust Brad. I trust he's never steered me in
the
wrong
problem.
Direction.
That is the problem.
He's never steered me in the wrong direction, he's laid out the process in front of me, and I trust it. I bet he's laid it out
in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Get them gums right, baby. Come on over here.
You sure this is the right way to shave down my gum?
Finally.
Sorry.
A yodeling competition in Switzerland is now being called a super spreader event since cases in the area skyrocketed afterwards. A yodeling competition.
That makes sense. You have to really use your voice to yodel properly, and the louder you talk, the more screaming you do, the easier it is for the droplets to spread.
And you can't yodel. Can you yodel with a mask, though, for sure. There's no chance to yodel with a mask.
Can you yodel?
No, I'm Black Hawk.
Yeah, there's no black yodelers.
No, it's a couple go-tos when I can pull that out of my back pocket. Yodeling is one. Yeah, bro, I'm Black. We don't do that.
What, can you yodel, Solana?
Yeah, I'm not Black.
All right, do you want to yodel?
Yodel.
He just broke his stitches. He just busted stitches.
Dan Day, can you yodel? You'd strike me as a guy that can yodel and maybe has even won yodeling competitions.
No, I just go and watch, and I'm feeling bad for Solana. I think he really did. He's holding his mouth right now.
Yeah, no, you can tell. I keep trying to push him. I keep trying to get him to say and do more stuff. Like, what would you not want to do if you just had mouth surgery and had stitches? Yodel. So I tried to get him to yodel.
Top three for sure. Eat hot sauce. I don't want to put any hot sauce in there.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
No, those were your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit.
All right, we'll get some winners. Hopefully, Lee Sterling went 5-1 with us last week. He's going to join us next with his picks for this week.
Guys, y'all know I'm all about the game of football. We're about to talk about gambling. We're about to talk about playing. Got a big weekend. I'm all about football. But when it comes to my finances, I don't play around. That's why I love Dade County Federal Credit Union. They've been serving South Florida since 1939. And you're talking about helping our customers gain the financial stability that we all want and need. DCFCU is the real MVP. In fact, they're proud partners with the Miami Dolphins, and they only partner with the best of the best. We all know that. Get better services offered by the big banks, better than offered by the big banks, with a credit union that has a proven track record of customer satisfaction. 1939 is a long time ago, and people have been happy since then. No matter your financial goals, they'll help you get there. Checkings, savings, business accounts, credit cards, auto loans. They even have this awesome first-time car buying program, and with the Dade Auto Desk, they'll help you find the car of your dreams with no dealer fees. Isn't that beautiful? If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Miami-Dade County, you are eligible to become a member, but you gotta go to fincu.com to learn more. That's FINSCU.com right now. Dade County Federal Credit Union, they are better than a bank. They are your credit union. Visit fincu.com today.
All right, we'll talk a little sports gambling with Lee Sterling next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Batman.
Hawk and Crowder.
The song sounds so much better. Coming off a big winning week.
You say Lee killed him, huh?
5-1 on this show last week. 5-1.
Goodness gracious, Lee.
Take that any day of the week. Lee Sterling, don't kill the music yet, Solana. I think we all need to sing along with it. Lee Sterling, he's a professional sports handicapper. Let's all sing it together. On me, like a rhinestone cowboy. Just doesn't work with the lag time. I don't. Like a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scotty Pippen showing up.
Yeah.
We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy the conversation. Hello, Lee.
How are you guys?
We're good when you're 5-1, man. You know? I know you are. What? Before I ask you some lines here and some of your picks, what'd you think of the Canes-Clemson game? Because you're a Cane like I am. Did it say something to you, that Canes-Clemson game? Or it was, hey, you know, you play the number one team, what do you expect?
It actually did, and it went as I expected, the final outcome and the score. But I
because you had taken, by the way, on the show last week, he had taken Clemson minus the points.
Yeah. So I think I predicted that they were going to win by 24-25, and that pretty much, I think, one way or the other was the final score. Here's what I thought. I felt that the rain hampered Miami some. Felt that. That first drive, you have Roach, he ends up lining up offsides. If he comes up with that interception, they're not down 7-0. And then the double pass, which was a great call, I did not think that the play calls from their offensive coordinator were very good from that point going forward. And they were also going up against a defense that was ready to play. But they call that double pass. And, you know, if he throws a little longer and they complete it for a touchdown, he had to come back for it, and there was a interference call, but if they complete that for the touchdown, they're either up 7-0 or tied 7-7. Once they were down 14-0, the game was over. You don't come back against Clemson. So talk to someone who works inside Clemson's sports information department, and he was told that Miami hit on defense as hard as they had felt a defense had hit them on offense in 4 or 5 years. So kind of tells you something. I think Miami's coming around. I just think they're a year or two away.
I don't know what's going on with this Canes line, because I was just going to ask you. So when we started the show at 2 o'clock, my website had the Canes minus 14 against Pitt tomorrow. Then in the end of the 2 o'clock hour, it was down to minus 13.5. And now I just looked, it's minus 12.5.
Right.
So I don't know why it's gone down 1.5 in the last hour and a half, but... Do you like this Canes-Pitt game tomorrow?
No, I don't. And it's not going to be an official play. This is a game I will steer far away from. Kenny Pickett, their quarterback, has a sprained ankle. He might give it a go. It's a game-time decision. They really have no backup. They asked their coach, Pat Narduzzi, who he would play. He was undecided between his second and third-string quarterback. So he could play and end up playing the whole game. He could play and end up not being able to give it a go after the first series or two, or he doesn't even start the game. So I just think with a game like that, you just steer clear. I do think Miami will play well. I think it's a different team than last year. Once they started losing, it was like an avalanche. I think they'll play well. It's just between 12.5 and 13.5 points, I think it's a tough game. I'm going to steer clear. I will tell you Miami will win this game, though.
Okay. What about the Dolphins? Dolphins are a 9-point favorite over Adam Gase and the Jets.
First first time, I think it's in 21 games, he's been a favorite, as is Brian Flores. It's crazy. It's a tough game. Another game, I don't want to make an official decision. And I'm usually, I'll take a shot at things. I do think that Joe Flacco is done. I think he's shot. I'm just afraid Miami, you know, has one of those games where they're flat and they score 20, 23, 24 points. And do you want to lay, you know, close to 10 points? I don't want to do it. I think Miami's going to win the game. I think Adam Gase is going to get fired after the game. But I don't want to lay that kind of wood.
Understood.
And yep. Lee, quick, man. I'm watching this Georgia-Alabama line, and it's going up and down, up and down. The only variable is Nick Saban being on the sideline. Do you move a line for Nick Saban?
I think there's two coaches you move lines for. I think it's Bill Belichick, and I would maybe move the line two and a half points. And this line started, it was 6 points. And then the news came out that Nick Saban had tested positive, and it moved down all the way to 4. Now it's come back to 4.5. He's going to have to test negative today and tomorrow to be able to coach on the sideline. I think he's worth, you know, point and a half. So I'll give you an official, but it won't be one of my top three plays, but I'll give you an official play on this game. I think even though Georgia's defense is ranked number 2, allowing just 12 points per game, Alabama's offense number 2 also putting up 51 points per game, you got to run on Georgia some to be successful. Auburn and Tennessee couldn't do it. I think Alabama's offense, they have a superior offensive line. I think they're running back Harris, I think he's a first or a second round pick, and as long as they're not forced into these 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10 situations, I think they have the passing game to do some damage on this Georgia team. Now their defense hadn't been great, but their two receivers, Waddle and Devonta Smith, could end up with the Dolphins next year. They're that good. I'm going to lay the 4.5 points. I think Alabama wins this game. Roll Tide. 34-23.
Roll Tide. I don't like hearing that on this show. All right, what else do you have? Your choice. Lee Sterling is a sports handicapper. Website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Give us, is that one of the three plays that you're going to give us,
no,
or do you have three additional
ones? We're going to give you 5 total. We're going to give you 4 more selections. We're going to fire off.
Here we go. Bring it up.
All right, here we go. In college football, we're going to take Memphis. Memphis plus 3.5 points at home against Central Florida. Don't normally get a whole lot of information on teams, what's going on, but I'm hearing right now they are really banged up. A lot of these guys aren't showing up on the injury report, but two guys decided not to play this year on the defense due to COVID concerns. I think they've been able to cover up. Randy Shannon's done a decent job. Because their offense, you know, is just so good. But Memphis playing with double revenge here. I like the home underdog here. Wrong team's favorite. Give me Memphis in that game against UCF. That's going to be play number 2. Play number 3, we're going to go, we're going to stick in college football, and we're going to go with a game that most people won't even look at. We're going to take UAB against Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky thought they had found the quarterback, a transfer, Tyrell Pigrum. He was a guy that was playing at Maryland, just not getting the job done. I mean, they were averaging just 2.9 yards per attempt when he was throwing the football. Last game, he lost 2 fumbles. I think they're going to make a quarterback change. UAB, we saw him play Miami. They're consistent. Their starting quarterback will be back for this game. They've held teams to under 140 rushing yards in every game, and just think that Western Kentucky's offense is horrible. UAB can throw the ball when they have to, and Spencer Brown is a quality back, averaging over 5 yards and per carry and 5 touchdowns on the year. Give me UAB, laying the 13.5.
All right, what's your fourth one?
Fourth one is in the NFL. We're going to take Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland, number 1 in the NFL with plus 8 turnovers. This is the game, the revenge game for Pittsburgh, where you know, the throwing helmet incident took place. I mean, Myles Garrett lost it. I think Pittsburgh was looking ahead last week on defense. They brought their C-minus or D-plus game, and defense has played with emotion and also blew some assignments and allowed Philadelphia to hang in that game, but they pulled away late. They have 20 sacks, does Pittsburgh, in 4 games. Baker Mayfield just 3 interceptions. This is going to be the game where he throws 2 or 3 interceptions here. I like Pittsburgh. We're going to lay the 3.5. Pittsburgh wins by more than a touchdown.
All right, and your final one.
Final one is going to be a UFC fight. So we've been rolling in the UFC of late. And like an underdog, plus 130, Claudio Hannibal Silva, 38 years old, took some time off because of injuries between 2014 and 2018. 38, but this guy is a submission expert. He's focused now, 2 rear naked chokes and an armbar in the last 3 fights. He ended them early here. He's fighting James Krause. Krause's game, but he's one of these guys. I don't think the James Krause is the nickname he goes by. I don't think that's creative enough. The Hannibal, just one of these guys that he just wears you down. He also beat Leon Edwards. Since he beat Leon Edwards, on a 10-1 run here. He'll be fighting for the championship. So Claudio Hannibal Silva wins this fight as an underdog, plus 130 over James Krause.
I like it. Lee Sterling, the website, ParamountSports.com. He was 5-1 on this show last week. So he likes Claudio Hannibal Silva as a dog tomorrow night. He likes the Pittsburgh Steelers laying the points against the Browns on Sunday. On Saturday, college football, he likes UAB laying the points against Western Kentucky. He likes Memphis getting the points against UCF. And he likes Alabama laying the points against Georgia. Thank you, as always, Lee. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You have a great weekend. Stay safe.
We're going to keep it football-centric here in the next segment. Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com. He will answer your fantasy football questions. Now, if I can be honest with you, I take maybe 1 or 2 phone calls for Jamie. I'm sorry, but I'm tired of getting yelled at. But that's just what happens. But if you want to be one of the lucky people that gets to ask Jamie a question, line it up right now, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Jamie Eisenberg here momentarily. That's you, buddy. Lou Backrow.
Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, baby. You know what I was doing,
this
Hawk?
Guy.
I was staring out
this
my window.
Guy.
I was staring at my
doing?
Suburban. I was you told me Lou Back
is that
coming
what you
up.
Were doing?
I was,
yeah.
I was staring at my Suburban, my Silverado. I just can't stop looking at these beautiful Chevys. And if you go down to Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and see my good friend Eric Nunez, you can have the same situation I just had, appreciating a beautiful Chevy. And Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, no one has ever sold Chevys for less, and nobody ever will. That's right. No one has ever. They've been selling Chevys since the 50s. Generation after generation of people getting deals on a Chevy from Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Nobody sells Chevys for less, and don't let the people lie to you, because my homeboy Eric's been telling me there's some fake deals going on, fake pricing going on. One thing online, one thing on TV, you get down to the dealership and it's $10,000 more. Lou Backrow doesn't do that. The price they show is the price you get, and that's why they have been had generations after generations of families coming to get these beautiful Chevys from them since the 50s. No one has ever, and nobody ever will, sell Chevys for less. And Lou Backrow Coconut Creek Chevrolet has thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock for immediate delivery. If you want to go online and shop, go online and shop. The price they show is the price you get, and they'll bring it right to you. If you want to come in, if you want to test drive these beautiful cars, if you want to see the immaculate showroom, award-winning sales staff, award-winning service department, come on in. Either way, whatever makes you comfortable, Lou Backrow wants to get you in one of these amazing Chevys, and they'll treat you like family and get the vehicle that you want for the lowest price anywhere, and that's a guarantee. Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, we'll do a little fantasy football next with Jamie Eisenberg here on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Mount Rushmore of chicken wing flavors. Honey barbecue, mild, medium, and boneless.
Okay. Boneless? That's a flavor though, huh?
Hawk and Crowder. Fake people
showing fake love. Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru at CBSSports.com. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I warn you, again, as I did last segment, I maybe take one or two phone calls for Jamie. So don't tweet and text and yell at me. I have more important things to cover with him. And I've been waiting all day to get to some of these questions, because today's questions for Jamie have to do with things that we've discussed on this show over the last couple of weeks. And so I want to get to that. So do you have any fantasy questions for him, Crowder?
I got one. I wonder, Jamie, how is Le'Veon Bell going to affect the numbers for KC? Because they got weapons, but he's going to steal somebody's targets.
I mean, he's going to be a problem for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but, you know, it's just a matter of at what point and how much of a problem, because he's not playing this week. So for those of you counting on him, he can't play because of the COVID-19 rules. And so is it going to be he just jumps right in and is ready to go, or is it going to take him a couple of weeks to learn the offense and be up to speed? So I think you're looking at a timeshare. You're looking at a downward turn for Edwards-Helaire, where he was a must-play, and now it'll kind of be a matchup thing, and we'll see how the workload goes. But it's good to have Le'Veon Bell on your roster now, just with the hope that he goes through the Andy Reid car wash and comes out, like most players who leave Adam Gase, squeaky clean and better on the other side.
And
yeah, man, he ruins people, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Kills people's career. And one more, Jamie. Why can't Phillip Rivers and T.Y. Hilton talk or have dinner or just figure out how the hell to get him the ball? Because T.Y. is doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if the best thing that T.Y. Hilton could do with Phillip Rivers is find Doc Brown and get a time machine and go back about 10 years when Rivers could throw. He's washed up, man. It just looks bad out there. And so, you know, for a guy that runs down the field and has to make plays, you know, with his legs, Rivers is not helping him at all. So it's also been game flow. You know, they have a good run game, good defense. Frank Reich, smartly enough, is not going to put Rivers in a lot of, you know, obvious passing situations. So it's going to be a little bit of a frustrating year for the Colts and for Phillip Rivers from a fantasy standpoint.
Doc Brown references for life, man. I love that. Somebody texts in Gore or Freeman, flex.
If you're relying on Frank Gore, you're playing the wrong kind of game. I think, you know, Freeman is – I'll tell you what, if you're just looking at it from the Jets' perspective, hopefully they're going to move on from Adam Gase at some point in the near future. LaMichael Perine would be the guy that you should try and pick up and stash, just because they have to start to look at their future. I know Gase is going to be stubborn and run Frank Gore out there. And look, this is the week if they're going to run Frank Gore out there. It's probably his last game in Miami, so give him an opportunity to have some semblance of a farewell tour. But, you know, 37-year-old running back for a team going nowhere, start to look at your youth, and hopefully LaMichael Perine gets some run.
Solana just texted us on our thread that he's starting Frank Gore this week.
That's not a joke. Well, no, but I was going to ask you, Jamie, because I have Alvin Kamara. He's on bye. And then I have Nick Chubb, my two best running backs. But he's on the IR. So, I mean, my options are limited here, especially with everything going on with COVID. So I picked up Frank Gore. I figured, look.
Why don't you pick up Miles Gaskin?
Nah, he's taken.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what your grandfather says when you ask about fantasy football advice. Yeah, go pick up that guy. He's good.
Who's got Miles Gaskin? Who knew he was going to do something?
Everybody does.
Really?
Yes.
And
good.
And Hawk is my grandfather, Jamie.
I really am.
I mean, I get where you're coming from, Solana. You know, he's going to get you probably 5 or 6 points at best. Maybe he falls into the end zone. But you've seen 3 weeks of what this Jets offense looks like without Le'Veon Bell, and Frank Gore just has not gotten the job done.
What about Matt Breida? Get Matt Breida.
I mean, have you watched the Dolphins? They don't use Matt Breida.
I don't know. I don't know.
There's a reason they basically were handing Le'Veon Bell a blank check. They need some backup help.
Grandpa, just stop yelling Dolphins players' names, well, Grandpa.
It reminds me of my friend Barry. His grandfather used
Bernie
to watch the
Parmalee.
Dolphins game. He used to – Bernie Parmalee, great reference. My friend Barry, my old roommate, used to watch Dolphins games with his grandfather. Every play, it was Grandpa Mo. Grandpa Mo would yell out every play, bomb! Throw a bomb! It was just every play. Bomb. That's how I feel. Gaskins.
Lorenzo
Jordan
Hansen.
Howard. All right. Let me quickly take a couple of phone calls here for Jamie. Of course, Lucky the Bookie. Go ahead. I would never not take Lucky the Bookie's call.
Oh, Lucky the Bookie. I got Marquise Brown, John Brown, and Michael Gallup. Who do I start? And I got a
Gaskin.
Three-team parlay for you. Bears.
All right.
Lions.
Bears. Lions.
And the Chiefs.
Bears, Lions, Chiefs. Parlay that thing. Three-team parlay. All right, what else? What do you have?
Marquise Brown would be the receiver to go with. He's always got a touchdown potential. He's always got touchdown potential, so hopefully this is a week they connect with Lamar Jackson and Marquise Brown.
Mark in Sunrise. Go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
I know this is going to sound crazy, but Brady or Fitzpatrick?
It doesn't sound crazy. Both guys have a very big opportunity in front of them. I haven't adjusted my rankings yet with Chris Godwin expected to play, but I think I'm still going to have Fitzpatrick higher. Just with the matchup against the Jets, I think this is the, you know, stick the knife in Adam Gase, and maybe this is the game where he gets fired. I would not be surprised if the Dolphins run up the score against the Jets.
Oh, for the love of God, Solana says, I have one more. Go ahead, what? Solana.
I have the Buccaneers defense, and they've been great this season, Jamie, but don't want to start them against Aaron and the Packers offense.
Why can't you just ask the question like a normal person? Why do you have to do this whole soliloquy?
Who's an underrated defense that I could pick up this week?
Four score and 7 years ago.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Every time he opens the microphone, it's like, well, let me give you the history of rotisserie baseball. What? Not interesting.
Tony Nathan. I think you look at the Dolphins if they're available. I'm sure they got picked up in your league. But if they are not available, go look at the Giants. You know, taking on the Washington football team, that's a bad offense, and the Giants have actually
picked up.
To win this.
They're picked up. I need one more.
Look at the Washington football team against the Giants. Daniel Jones is a turnover.
Picked up.
No follow-ups. There's no follow-ups.
The Vikings.
The debate commission. You both agreed to the rules on this.
Vikings. All right, I'm holding you to it.
I love the fact that during this segment we've had a Doc Brown, Tony Nathan, and Bernie Parmalee reference. This is
Lorenzo Hampton one too.
Oh, Lorenzo Hampton. I mean, you are speaking my language. Grandpa likes
bomb. Throw the bomb. Bomb.
Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com. All right, these are things that have been discussed on this show over the last couple of weeks. You will be the deciding voice, okay?
Okay.
If something is an excellent hunter, would it only eat seeds?
No.
Of course not. Yeah, of course not.
Bingo.
Do you have the sound? This was Alejandro Solana on this very show this week.
Birds are, you know, expert hunters. They eat seeds.
Birds are expert hunters. They eat seeds. It's just they're incongruous, those two statements. But if you say it like an expert, you say it like an expert. This is my kind of segment. It's fantasy Tourette's. It's great. Jamie Eisenberg, can you get a Charlie horse anywhere other than your leg?
No.
Wow! Oh. Wow! That's huge. Huge. Jamie. Because I agreed with you. Brendan Tobin agreed with you. Leroy Horde was very surprised. And Crowder and 50,000 texters have proved us all wrong. You can get a Charlie horse anywhere on your body.
Can I tell Jamie to punch himself in the arm, or will you give
me? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Jamie, take your right hand and punch your left forearm as hard as you can, and you'll get a Charlie horse.
That just sounds stupid, but I'll believe you.
Excellent. That's why you're smarter than us.
Excellent. I spent all of yesterday punching myself.
Were you yelling bomb the whole time?
Bomb! Grandpa Mo! Bomb! Yesterday was National Dessert Day. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Of course. Cookies or brownies?
I mean, both, but I guess I'll go cookies.
Yeah, cookies on that. You're correct. You're 2 for 2 on the last two there. Jamie Eisenberg, if you were to drive your car vertically into the sky at 60 miles per hour, how long would it take you to reach outer space?
What am I, Doc Brown?
Got him off again. He got him off again.
I don't know how long.
What was it, 1 hour, Solana?
Yeah.
60 minutes, Jamie.
Yeah, 1 hour. Okay. Do you know the exact location where you were conceived?
No.
Would you ever ask your parents that question?
No, I would not.
Yeah. Solana did. Now, where were you conceived, Solana? Where did they? This happened this week on the show. I don't even know why this happened, but he went and texted them. Where was it?
This is my parents' bedroom, Jamie.
In the bedroom.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I can only imagine, though, the lead into the question. So, hey, Mom and Dad, I got a question for you. I just want to know.
Nah, because he's always working his bag of bits, so he doesn't care. It doesn't matter if it's the show, his parents. He's always working a bag of bits. This one, Crowder had to leave one segment early yesterday, so he wasn't even, unless he was listening, he's not even aware of this. But Jamie Eisenberg, is Rain Man a movie about murder?
No.
Of course it's not.
I did hear it as well.
Did you hear it? Yeah,
I was
mind numbing. I don't even know why I was talking about Rain Man. And I asked Solana if he'd ever seen it. He goes, no, but I know what it's about, murder. And I don't know, I'm not interested. I didn't know what happened.
Think for
there.
A second, like, did somebody die in the movie that I didn't remember?
No, it makes no sense. Eddie Van Halen or Pusha T?
Oh, man, that's...
It's a tough one. You always want to answer Pusha T. Let's see if he's going to disrespect Eddie Van Halen this week.
We got to go off script and jump for Eddie Van Halen.
Wow, look at that. Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter if you actually have a fantasy question. Jamie Eisenberg, J-A-M-E-Y. Thank you, Jamie.
Cecil Collins.
Cecil the Diesel.
And Cecil throw him a bomb. Diesel.
Bomb. Grandpa Mo says bomb.
Throw him a bomb.
See you, Jamie. All right. Jamie Eisenberg there. We have a great.
I know it's Grandpa Mo. I love Grandpa Mo.
Grandpa Mo, man. I'm telling you. Bomb. It was, Barry said it was the entire game. Bomb. Bomb. Throw a bomb.
Go deep. Grandpa Mo knows about vertically stretching the defense. Go
right, but they're like on the 2-yard line. It's second and goal. Bomb!
I love Mo.
4 o'clock hour is a loaded potato. We are going to get to the Dolphins question of the day. This literally was the worst segment we have ever done in the history of radio. We are going to redo it today. In fact, we're going to do it every day because that's why it's called the Dolphins question of the day. Mm-hmm. It's not Dolphins question of the week or the month. It's Dolphins question of the day. So we're going to do that in the 4 o'clock hour. Mike Cugno from CBS4, he's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as well.
For over 41 years, listen now, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company. You got to be great to be the on top for over 40 years. Fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. They're practicing social distancing. They're rolling through this whole quarantine and pandemic because they're keeping you and their workers safe. And in most cases, they don't have to come in your home or your business to fix a roof, fix any roofing needs, put a new roof, or repair an existing one. And if you have any questions, I always tell y'all this, questions, needs, assessments you want, please call J&K Roofing because the special financing offers right now you can get through Y-Green will blow your mind. And like I said, home or business, residential or commercial, there is no job too big. There is no job too small for J&K Roofing to handle. And that's because, like when I had my roofing issue about 2 months ago, I called Donnie the owner. And I told Donnie, I need help. I had that little spot on my bedroom ceiling. It got bigger day two. Day three, it hit the wall. I knew something was wrong. I called Donnie, and he sent out the best, highly skilled workers with the best material. And that's what Donnie told me. That's how you stay on top for over 40 years. The workers, they told me 8:30. It was a two-day job. They told me 8:30. I think they were sitting outside my house at 8 o'clock. They were on time. They were respectful. They were professional. And the material, shingle, metal, tile, gravel, I had clay barrel. They're going to bring the best material with the best workers. And that's what I wanted as a customer. That's what we want as a customer. And that's what J&K gives you. Quality, service, safety, and health is the most important thing to them because it's the most important thing to us. And let's be honest, guys, we're in South Florida. It's going to rain every day. It's raining right now. It's going to, you know, hurricane season just passed. It's going to wrap back around. You do not want to have roofing issues in South Florida. That's why you need to call the best at J&K Roofing today. Give them a call today, 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows that we're all in this thing together.
4 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show. Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.